Yes, I've been at this acting thing for quite a while.
For years, Mike Randall has performed Mark Twain before audiences across the area. But he has spent a full career as a weatherman and reporter at WKBW Television.
So let's go outside once again to Mike Randall.
That's right. It's a gorgeous night out here, Keith. It absolutely is.
He's multi-talented. He's an actor, puppeteer, and performs magic. Most recently, he's on stage as Father William Doherty, joining the cast of Angels Fall.
Well, the storyline is, it's this little mission church in the middle of the desert out in New Mexico. I'm the priest, and I travel from mission to mission, so I don't actually live there. I just show up once or twice a week to do the mass. And this couple, Niles and his wife, Vita, are turned back on the road. So they get stuck at the church. They're not sure why they're turned back or why they're stuck at the church right away. Then this other couple, that's Marion Clay, whose husband has just died, and her, we call him the boy toy, her younger boyfriend, they get stuck at the church. And then the other character is Don Tabaha, who is an Indian who actually grew up at the church because his aunt has been his mentor or, you know, caretaker since his mother kind of dumped him with her sister. So now you have these six people, and this storyline is there's a nuclear accident of some sort that gets everybody stuck here for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and everyone has a breakdown, everyone cries, everyone has an epiphany. It's a play about change, and it's a play about accepting change, but it's also a play about discovering who you are, and once you know who you are, then just go for it.
So I can imagine this mix of all these characters and personalities together can really come up with some great dialogue.
Oh, it's really wonderful. And I was just telling somebody today, there's only one person in the show who doesn't break down in tears, but everybody else breaks down. But it's very funny, too. And the priest is just, he's trying to get this young Navajo young man who has just finished medical school, Don Tabaha, played by Justin Fiordaliso. Justin's character has just made it through medical school. He's planning to stay and minister to his people, and now he's just deciding he's going to go do research out in California and make the big bucks. And the priest is doing everything he can do to try to, you know, lay this Catholic guilt on him, like, you know, you said you were going to stay here, you promised, you prayed about it with me. I mean, what's going on? You're gonna leave us. And so there, sparks really fly, but it's a lot of fun, and great cast.
Now, it was really amazing to see you dressed as a priest in the publicity photo. What is that like for you to play that role? And did you look to any local priests to kind of emulate and play that role?
Well, truth be known, I'm a good Catholic boy.
Two people helped out immensely. One was Father Mark Walski, who is a retired priest from St. Peter and Paul in Hamburg. And he's just great. I don't really pattern the character after him, but I had some really good talks with him about, you know, all the secret things that priests do. You know, how do you really do the blessing? You know, how do you lay out? Because I, at the very end of the play, I have to put out all the things, the chalice and all that for the mass. And then I had to get a mass kit. And those things are really hard to come by because a mass kit is not something you buy on eBay. And I was able to get that from Paul Burkhardt, Monsignor Paul Burkhardt at the Basilica. He had one. It was nice, aged, old, perfect, and taking very good care of it, Monsignor.
Biggest challenge for you in this role?
Honestly, and all my fellow actors, which include Richard Lambert, Candace Cogut, Pamela Rose Mangus, Lucas Lloyd, and Justin, of course, that I already mentioned. I hate to say this, but I don't like rehearsing, and I don't like memorizing lines. All that's the hard, hard, hard work. The easy stuff is once the show is up running and you go out and you just do it, it's so much fun.
Mike Randall, thank you so much for coming in our studios. Angels Fall at the New Phoenix Theater. It is on through April 4th, and we hope everyone comes out and sees you.
Thank you.